今日はですね、スミスさんたちの、最後の週なので、トムさんに少しお明かしをしていただきたいと思います。
This is going to be the Smith family last Sunday at Mizuba. They're going to be going to first Okinawa, then to the United States. So please let's be praying for them. And we asked Tom to share a little bit.
突然でしたけど、ちょっと時間を置いてください
。Testimony.
Well, I was thinking about what will I share today. So I just want to share a little bit about Shirley and I, our life together. And, you know, over 40 years ago, I met Shirley in the seventh grade. And, you know, little did we know what God had in store for us. Several years later, we were married. We went in the Marine Corps for 21 years. And God has woven Japan through our lives. Over 25 years ago was the first time we went to Japan. And we've spent 17 years of our life in Japan. We've lived in Iwakuni, Okinawa, and now Tokyo. And we just have wonderful friends and loved ones that are Japanese. And we're so thankful that God has made Japan such a part of our life. And God's even blessed us with three wonderful, beautiful Japanese children. And a wonderful daughter-in-law who's Japanese. So we are forever tied with the Japanese people and their
country.
But when I think about Mizuba and I think about Japan, just this morning when I was asked to speak, I kind of likened it to some time I spent in the Marine Corps. We would go on a training exercise, and we get dropped off, and we were given a coordinate for where we would be picked up. You'd have to have a compass. And you'd set out and figure out your coordinates. And then you would just start walking. And you go through some real deep woods. And there's maybe a lake or obstacles. So let's say I'm trying to go true north. But then you have to go around the lake and come back. You have to get back on track, get back on true north. Okay, sometimes when we're out there, we would see other Marines. And they're saying, I'm going true north. And I say, no, I'm going true north. So then we have to figure out, well, which one's right. And sometimes they're very confident they're going true north. Okay. But if you miss that, you don't get picked up. And you've got much further to walk.
Okay.
So I think about Japan like that. If we think about true north as being Jesus Christ, and that's our target. We want to live a life that helps us grow closer to Him and become more like Him. Okay, so we have to stay on our course. And we hit those obstacles like that lake. We got to go around, but we got to get back on course. And sometimes in Japan, people will tell us there's different ways.
すことがありますけれども。
Okay, but we have to be confident that that's our spot. That's where we're headed.
私たちはイエス様の方にしっかり向けて実際これで確かなものだと自分自身に言い聞かせる必要があります。
So, and sometimes we think about, well, the Japanese are such wonderful people.
Yes, ね、日本人の方は素晴らしい方ですね。アメン。
So they're wonderful people, very nice, very honest. Okay. But no matter if they're not on course with Jesus Christ, they're not going. So we see a prison ministry maybe. And we say, wow, you know, they are really in need of a Savior. They're really a long ways off. Maybe the murder or something, some terrible crime. So it's easy to see their need for Christ. But when you look at a traditional Japanese, they're so nice and
so
But if they're off, even just a little bit, the more they go, the further off they become. So I want to challenge us. We know the direction. We know the
answer.
So as a church or in our personal lives, it's kind of like those Marines I would run into. You know, it's like, well, that's not quite, you know,
not so
we look forward to being in North Carolina. Japan's been such a great host for us. And we have found a church in Charlotte that has Japanese congregation.
So
we want to be there to host them. So we look forward to that. We look forward to having new Japanese friends in Charlotte.
But
we hope that you guys will feel free to come and stay with us sometime. And you're all welcome in our house anytime. Okay. We love you guys, and we'll pray for you often. And I just want you to realize that, you know, we know Jesus Christ.
So
don't let other things stray
from
you all you are. We love you guys.
Thank you.
After the message, we want to pray for the Smith family, and we all want to take a picture right after the message time, the last worship time, because everyone after that, everything will be chaos. So, before the chaos.
Okay, we are going to take all the kids who are like
5歳以上の方、子供たちは外で子供たちが集まりたいと思います。So any kids who are above, anybody above more than five, you're welcome to go out. Only adults, maybe. Please don't leave, but don't come play with Damien, but the kids, any age can go and play.
We're going to go out to the kids at the supermarket for chat. It's really nice. Okay, have fun, you guys. Be nice to Damon.
Yeah.
So
today we actually want to look at the life of the Apostle Paul and towards the end of his life.
まず最初のパウロの前半人生のことを少し振り返ってみます、ね。
Before we look at the end of his life, we're just going to summarize a little bit for、the beginning of his life.
パウロは大体イエス様と同世代の人です。
He was、someone who lived about the time of Jesus.
タルソという小アジアの国で生まれました。
And he was born in a city called Tarsus, which is、a part of
Asia Minor.
Asia Minor.
で、この町はですね、ローマの影響の強い町でした。
And、it was a part of Rome, a strong city in Rome.
はい。で、学問の盛んな町でもありました。
And it was a city that
where academia flourished. And he was a
Jewish man, born in a Jewish home.
And he
was part of a type of Judaism called Phariseeism.
で生まれながらのローマ帝国の市民でした。
And he was also a Roman citizen.
ですからこの小さな本当に町ですけども本当に裕福な町でユダヤ人の家に育った人です。
And he was、really raised in a good home, a blessed home in the city of Tarsus, a Jewish home.
でもそこではですね、まあ、仕事としてはテント作りの仕事も、身につけたようです。
But Paul also learned a trade, and that trade was tent making tents.
でパウロは若くしてイスラエルに行くんですけども。
And when Paul was a young man, he went to the country of Israel.
そこでラビについてユダヤの立法を学びます。
And he studied the law underneath Pharisee's teacher, a famous teacher, a rabbi.
でも後に彼はキリストを迫害する人になりました。
And as he was learning the Torah, he became a person who persecuted the Church of Christ, persecuted Christians.
この写真に見るように覚えて知ってる人はね、パウロがダマスコに行く途中に光を得て倒れたというところがあります。
And probably many of you know it's actually many communicated quite a few times in the Bible. Paul was going to Damascus.
To persecute the Christians who lived there.
And he, there was a bright light, and he fell, and he became, through that experience, he met the Lord, and he became, rather than a person who persecuted the church, a man who lived.
新約聖書の多くの書簡はこのパウロによって書かれているんですね。新約聖書。
Many of the letters that are written in the New Testament were written by the Apostle Paul.
パウロの人生は本当にいろんなことがあります。
And if we look at his life, many different things happened in his life.
多分実際には50年とか60年生きたと思われるんですけど。
He probably lived to about 50 or 60 years old.
三度大きな伝道旅行をします。
He made three very long, missionary journeys.
陸を行ったり海に行ったりしますけれども。
He went, toward places that were within land and also places that were ports.
で、本当に神様の素晴らしいことを見る経験もありました。
He saw the how wonderful God is.
でも同時に多くの苦難や苦しいことを通ったんですね。
But also, as he was making these journeys by land or journeys by sea, he also experience a lot of difficulty.
第二コリントの11章にはこのように書かれています。
In 1 Corinthians, in chapter 11, we read this.
鞭で打たれて死にそうになったことが全部で、なんだ、5度あるそうです。
He was hit by whips or a certain
40に足りない。
Whips, five times. It was 40 times minus one.
1回でも痛いのに、それが5回あったというんですね。
It was a really brutal form of punishment, and even having that happen to you once would have been awful. But Paul had it happen to him five times.
他にも鞭を打たれたことは3度。他にもあったんです。
He was also whipped in another type of punishment three times.
石を投げつけられたのが一度。
And he was stoned one time.
船が海で難破したことが三度。
And three times while he was at sea, his ship was wrecked.
他にもお腹がついて飢えたりとか寒かったり服がなかったと書かれています。
He was starving or didn't have enough food. Many times he didn't have enough clothing. Many times his basic needs were not met.
皆さんはこのようなポールの人生をどう思いますか？
What do you think of Paul's life? This life full of these trials and difficulties. What do you think when you really ponder about it?
パウロのようになりたいと思いますか？
Do you want to be a person like Paul? Do you want to have a life like Paul?
この中にポール君ってのは知ってませんね。
It's interesting. There's no one named Paul at Mizpah. No Paul.
でも彼はこういうことを本当に神様に導かれて聖霊に促されて彼は旅路を続けます。
But Paul was filled by the Holy Spirit and Paul was led by the Holy Spirit and he was faithful to go where the Holy Spirit led him.
今日まず使徒言行録の19章から見ていこうと思います。
I would like to start today by looking at the book of Acts chapter 19.
でこの19章は、見ましたね。はい。彼がエフェソでのことです。
He was in Ephesians or near Ephesians.
Yeah, near Ephesus. Yeah. はい。それで、エルサレムの人たちが、危機にあってお金を集めてそのお金をエルサレムに持っていこうというところから始まります。
And he had gathered up a financial offering to bring to the church, the Christians in Jerusalem.
でこれはもう3度目のその宣教旅行の最後のところです。
This was toward the end of his third missionary journey.
最後のところで彼はそのことを言っています。
At the very end of this third journey, this is what Paul said.
日本語で言いますね。このようにして主の言葉はますます勢いよく広まり力を増していった。このようなことがあった後、パウロはマケドニア州とアカイア州を通りエルサレムに行こうと決心し、私はそこへ行った後ローマも見なくてはならないと言った。そして自分に仕えているものの中からテモテとエラストの2人をマケドニア州に送り、彼自身はしばらくアジア州に留まっていた。
Acts 19 verses 20-22. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. Now after these things had been accomplished,Paul resolved in the spirit to go through Macedonia and Achaia and then go on to Jerusalem. He said, After I have gone there, I must also see Rome. So he sent two of his helpers, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia, while he himself stayed for some time longer in Asia.
周りの人にこれから私たちはエルサレムに向かいますと言いますね。
He said to the people around him, I'm going to Jerusalem.
でも突然ローマを見なくてはいけないというんです。
But while he's on his way to Jerusalem, suddenly he says, But I also need to go to Rome.
まず最初の行き先はエルサレムです。
The first stop would be Jerusalem.
でも彼は神様によってローマに行かなくちゃいけない。ローマを見なくちゃいけないと思わせるんですね。
But by the guidance of God, he knew that he would also.Needed to go to Rome. He also knew he needed to see Rome.
でもこのことはなんか突然、ね、急に聖書の中でも現れて、なんでローマかは書かれていません。
But it doesn't say why he felt so strongly and the details of how the Holy Spirit led him.
さっき、トムさんがね、神様を導いて日本に来たことを話されましたね。
A few minutes ago, Tom shared with us about how he came to Japan.
ね、日本に来たくて来ましたか？
Did you want to come to Japan?
Not necessarily. But God chose the way to come to
Japan. But he, in a kind of mysterious way, God led him and brought him to Japan. And for 17 years, he lived in Japan. And God shows us in sometimes in very mysterious ways where He wants us to go.
ある時はいろんな人を通してね、素晴らしい人に出会ったりして来ちゃう時もありますね。
Sometimes through different people, He introduces others to us.
はい。もしくはですね、本当に何か神様の心で本当にストーンと心の中でまあ。日本とかローマとかそういう本当に神様に与えられたことがあると思います。
Or at other times God speaks to our hearts, even if we don't hear Him audibly with words, we know He's speaking to our hearts. This is where you need to go.
いや、自分は今までずっと自分の考えで生きてきたっていう人もですね。もしも、
Even people who have done their own thing and gone where they wanted to go their whole life, even those people,
振り向いてみれば本当に神様の御手があるあるんですね。
If they look behind them, they might say, "Oh, wow, God was directing me all along."
不思議な導きが私たちの過去にあります。
In our past, there might be very surprising paths that God has led us on.
神様がいろんな人を送り、いろんな出来事を通して今私たちをこの場に集めてくださいます。
And through our various experiences and through the various people that we have met in our lives.Because of all of our past, we are here this morning. There might be somebody who wanted to go to Mizuba for a long, long time and heard somehow about Mizuba.
通ってですね、あ、何か面白そうだって言って来た人がいると思います。
Or there might be someone who knew, oh, this person is here, so I wanted to meet them.
今日なんか食事の匂いが美味しいからと思って来た
人がいます。Or maybe there's somebody who was walking past and saying, oh, it was smelling, the lunch smells really good, I think I'll just step in.
神様は本当に不思議な形で私たちをここに導いてくださっているんですね。
Some way and somehow, God led each one of us to this place.
本当に私自身今ここにいることが不思議です。
Even the fact that I'm standing here is surprising.
3年前、5年前、10年前考えて今こういうことが不思議なんですね。
3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I never would have thought that I would be standing right here this morning.
パウロに神様はローマを見なさい、見なくてはいけないということを示されました。
God showed and told Paul that he must
Wrong. 私たちのローマは何でしょうか Our wrong.
What is our wrong? What is your wrong?
なんでパウロはローマに行こうと思ったんでしょうか
Why did Paul feel led to Rome?
次はローマ人への手紙の最初の一章のところに目を向けてみて。
I want to look briefly at the letter that Paul wrote to Romans.
このようにあります。私は御子の福音を述べ伝えながら心から神に仕えていますこの控えて、ね、私たちは御子の福音を述べ伝えながら心から神に仕えていますその神が私をしてくださることですが私は祈るときにはいつもあなた方のことを思い起こし何とかしていつかは神の御心によってあなた方のところに行ける機会があるように願っていますあなた方にぜひ会いたいのは、霊の賜物をいくらかでも分け与えて力になりたいからです。あなた方のところで、あなた方と私は互いに持っている信仰によって励まし合いたい、会いたいのです。兄弟たち、ぜひ知ってもらいたい。他の異邦人のところに同じくあなた方のところにでも何か緑を得たいと望んで何回もそちらに行こうと企てながら、今日まで妨げられているのです。
If you read English or you want to practice reading English, would you read with me? For God. For God, whom I serve with my spirit by announcing the gospel of His Son, is my witness that without ceasing I remember you always in my prayers, asking that by God's will I may somehow at last succeed in coming to you. For I am longing to see you so that I may share with you some spiritual gifts to strengthen you, or rather, so that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I might reap some harvest among you as I have among the rest of the Gentiles. Why did he want to go to Rome, and also he wasn't able to go? Even though he wanted to go to Rome, he felt led to go to Rome, there had been various things that had prevented him. It didn't go the way he thought it would.
神様がこれはあなたの道だと言われて進んでいってもそれが思い通りにならない時がある。
Even though he had been told and led by God, this is where you're supposed to go, nonetheless,It didn't go the way Paul expected it would. Perhaps Paul and also some of us think now is the time, but it didn't happen like that. Why did Paul feel led to go to Rome? Was it because he was a Roman citizen?
いろんな行ったことないかわかんないんですけど何かあるでしょうかねローマね
He wanted to go sightseeing in Rome
東京に行きたいとかね東京に行って原宿に行きたいとか言いますけどね
Maybe somebody wants to go to Tokyo Wow or Harajuku Oh
で彼はなんでローマに行ったかでしょう
So why did Paul want to go to Rome?
でも彼は書いていますそこで本当に聖霊の力を分かち合いたい
He wanted to experience and
Sí.